Our scripture reading today is Lamentations 3:22-23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I am so delighted to be here. I am so thankful to all of you for welcoming me here. I didn't have the program, so I was just a little slow on getting up, but I truly just want to thank everyone. I want to thank God for his mercy and his grace in my life. Thank him for bringing me here, and I thank God for Linda who made the connection that we would be here. I'm looking forward to our time together here in ministry and just serving and worshiping and fellowshipping together here. I want to give honor to all of the elders and the trustees and then all of you, the congregation. Also, I want to thank God for my sisters, Donna and Barbara, who joined me here today. Donna is from Georgia. She's visiting here. And my sister Barbara and my granddaughter Cherish are all here with me today. And I thank God for them. And I really do just thank God for this opportunity to fellowship and worship with you. And so I just want you to know how delighted I am to be here today. I'm going to jump right into my sermon this morning. And I get sermons in just so many different ways. I seek God for them, and I'll get them while I'm driving in the car. I might hear a song on the radio, and then I'll just begin to write down what I feel the Lord has given me to share with his people. This sermon is a little different. I would hear, you know, when we were little and we were young, we would always hear someone say, and if you did something wrong, they'd say, shame on you. Shame on you. You shouldn't have done that. Shame on you. And we'll carry that around most of our life. In many cases, things have occurred and we begin to carry that shame with us. Well, today I want to talk about shame off of you, because once we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, he does not condemn us. So we don't have to carry around that shame that we feel, whatever it may be in life. There's times in our life we've done things that, my goodness, we know we should not have done. And it comes back on us, and we're continuously thinking about it. And, you know, the enemy will use it to stay in your mind. You'll replay it. Oh, gosh, and I shouldn't have said that, and I shouldn't have done this, and that type of thing. And so today I just want to talk from the topic of shame off of you. So once you accept Christ as your personal Savior, all those past sins are forgiven and are gone. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You no longer have to hold on to those past things, those past issues. Sometimes it's things that have been done to you. But we can be free in God and can let those things go as well. And there are things sometimes that you've done that you have to just let go of, and knowing that God does not hold you anymore. Once you accept him as your personal Savior, you are free. Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you. What is shame? Shame is a painful emotion caused by consciousness of guilt, shortcoming, or impropriety. So a wonderful example of this, of what I'm trying to explain today, is the prodigal son. We all know the story of the prodigal son. He came to his father and he said, Father, I want my inheritance. I want it now while I'm young. I want to go out. I want to live and enjoy this world. And I want to party with my friends. And, you know, I want to leave this town and go do my own thing. And he does just that. The father says, and because, you know, as parents, we all are so loving. We're sure, if that's what you think you need to do, we'll send our kids out. Go ahead. But the father was nice. But we know, I feel, the son didn't say the best things to his father when he left. I don't feel that he was kindly saying, dear father, please give me my inheritance. I just don't feel that he said it like that. I think he probably left in a not so kind way, which gave him reason to feel shame when it was time to come back home. So we know he went out and he did just his thing. He partied with his friends. He did, you know, they called it riotous living in the Bible. So he did a lot of things that to be ashamed of. But when he came to himself and he was in the pig pen and he came to himself and he said, why am I here eating with the pigs when my father has a mansion? My father has money. He has food. His servants eat better than I'm doing right here. He came to himself and he said to himself, I'm going to go back home and I'm going to tell him I don't deserve to be a son anymore. I just need to be a servant. That's it. I'm going to go back and do it. He planned. Have we ever made a plan in our mind? You know, we're like, now when I get there, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to do that. And I'm going to, you know, you plan it out. This is what the prodigal son was doing. He was preparing to go back and to make things right with his father. But he didn't feel worthy. He didn't feel worthy. So in Luke 19 and 20, it says, this is him preparing. He says, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So this is what he was going to say. When I get there, I'm going to tell him that. So he got up from the pig pen. He went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. And that is what God does for us. When we fail, we fall, we carry shame, or we are ashamed of something that we've done, God wraps his arms around us, and he kisses us, and he says, come on in. You've come to me. You've confessed that you've done this. You're welcome back in. You do not have to walk out of this room still carrying that guilt and shame. You are free. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So again, once you begin in Christ and you've given your life to him and you've confessed that, God, I did this wrong. I missed it. Sometimes we do. We just miss it. We say it wrong. We do it wrong. Sometimes we do it on purpose. Amen. Sometimes we do, but God is so good and so loving and so caring. He welcomes us back in. That's what a loving father does. And so that's what I'm encouraging you today. I say to you, shame off of you, not shame on you, shame off of you, because you're free once you're walking in Christ. And sometimes we make a lot of choices based on the shame that we feel. Shame, it attacks our esteem. It attacks our confidence. You feel like you don't deserve to be happy. You don't deserve for good things to happen to you. But I again tell you, no, shame off of you, not shame on you. Shame off of you. You do not have to walk in that shame. We've said things that we just didn't mean to our friends, to our family, and you don't have to keep carrying that. You don't have to keep replaying it in your head. You can be free to let that go. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And that's what God wants us to have, not to walk in that guilt, not to walk in that shame, but he wants us to have life and have it more abundantly, to go out and live our lives to the fullest, not carrying that with us, not carrying that, not reacting, not making decisions on the shame or the guilt that you feel from past incidents that may have occurred. So there are some things, and we're going to get to our PowerPoint, that I want to go over with you. Just some ways that we can stop condemning ourselves. Because I know, sometimes it'll just, like I said, in my times of prayer and in praise, things will come back to me. And I'm like, oh gosh, I really did do that. And then I'll replay the whole thing again. And it's like, no, God wants us to be free. He does not want us to replay. And then I said that, man, I should have said this. And gosh, why did I do that? And oh man, I hate that I did that. But you know, we don't have to keep carrying that. We do not have to keep carrying those incidences, those occasions that we weren't our very best. Amen. God has more for us. He really wants us to walk in freedom. He wants us to walk in freedom. So I say it one more time. Shame off of you. Get that in your spirit. Shame off of you. You do not have to carry that shame around or that guilt or whatever it may be. And sometimes it's done to you and you still carry the shame of it. But no, God has given you freedom. You are free and you do not have to walk in that guilt and that shame. So now I want to tell just 4 points on how we can stop condemning ourselves. These are things that we can just remember when those thoughts come to bring us down and to make us not feel so good about ourselves. we can kind of go back and revert back to these scriptures and these thoughts and those four thoughts that I have here. Number one, realize God never condemns you. John 3:17, John 8:7-11. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So he did not send Jesus here so that we can walk around in guilt and shame. We can be free. We do not have to walk in that. Number two, if you've blown it, confess it. God cleanses you from every sin. And that's what I was talking about. Just tell it to God. We do not have to keep walking in it. We do not have to keep living in it, reliving it, rehashing it, going over it again and again. If you've blown it, and you know when you've blown it. Can I get an amen on that one? We know when we've blown it. We know when we didn't say the right thing. We know when we probably shouldn't have been in that place. You know, we know that. When you know you've blown it, confess it to God. Just tell him, God, I forget. Please forgive me for that. I did not mean that. And if it's to a person, you know what's so great is, man, if you can get to them and say, please forgive me. I did not mean to do that. I did not mean to say that. Gosh, you're so free when you walk away. Whether they receive it or not, you are free. Amen. Because God forgives. He forgives us. Amen. So we have to get out there and get that forgiveness if we've said or done the wrong thing. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So just get it right with God. Get out there, confess it. Lord, it wasn't right, but please forgive me. I love the scripture that was read that says, create in me, God, a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. I tell God that all the time because I want to be right. I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to offend anyone. And when I feel like I have to go to God immediately. God, please wash me, cleanse me, so that I can be right and I can share and you can receive what I'm saying and not say, oh, you know, she stepped on my foot last week and I really am upset about that. You know, but if I go, nope, I'm sorry I did that. Did not mean to do that. You know, get it right. Get it right. That's what I'm saying. Be amongst us and know that forgiveness, gosh, forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself. That was number two. Number three, I'm sorry, I get into this, guys. And I just love God. And I love that he's so merciful to us. I love that his grace, God, and his mercy, God, it's everlasting. So number three, as I say that, accept God's mercy, which is new every morning. And this is one of my favorite scriptures because again, we do mess up sometimes, but we get the chance every day to do it again. We get the chance every day to come back and bless those who might be our enemies. We get the chance to bless those who we love. We get the chance to get up every day. We get a new mercy to start all over again. We can start fresh every day. So even when you do fail or fall or whatever it may be, you get new mercies every day to get up and get it right with God. Get it right with your neighbors. Lamentations 3:22-23. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is a faithful God, and you get a new chance every day. And I love the thought of that, that every day, no matter how hard the day before has been, we get another chance every morning to start it over, a new mercy. Every day we get new mercies. And then finally, number four, realize he is still working on you. God is still working on us. We're not finished products. We will fail. We will fall. But he's still working on us. Philippians 1:6 says, faithful is he who began the good work in you. He will finish it. And thank God, he will finish it. We get a chance every day. I love the new mercies. I keep going back to that because he's still doing a work in us. He's still doing a work every day. He's doing a work every day. We learn every day. We grow in him. And so we can not carry guilt and shame, and we cannot let it dwell and keep coming back on us and keep reminding us that we didn't do this right, or we didn't do that right, or we failed in some area. We can be free in God. Can I get an amen on that one? Amen. And I am actually finished with our sermon. But before I let it go, first I want to say that those points, they weren't my points. I took them from Gregory Dickow, but I thought, do I need to rewrite the will? These are really great. And they're just what I want to say. So I brought those out to you. But I want you to keep those in mind and just knowing that you can stop condemning yourself. You do not have to condemn yourself. You are free once you accept Christ into your life. You're free to go out and live your very best life, helping others, blessing your community, blessing your family, being a blessing to others. So when I preach, and you guys will get a good feel for this as we begin to go on, I try to bring everyone in on it sometimes, right towards the end. I like to have you participate a little. I'm a teacher by trade. And so I know that we learn in many ways. And one of the ways is that we participate, that we do an action thing. So what I'd like to have you do, and then I'm going to pray and I'm going to sit down and go to our next step. But as a symbol of faithfulness to God, I want you, if there's something in your mind that came to mind while I was preaching this sermon, there's something that you're saying, gosh, I do that. I do think about that often and I'd like to be free from it. I want you to get it into your mind. And then as an act of faith, I want you to give it to the Lord. Just throw it to him as an act of faith. On three, I'll have you do that. Get it in your mind, what it is you'd like to have, just to give it to God, you know? Just like the prodigal son, he ran up and his father just hugged him. When you give that away, watch him and expect to feel the presence of God hugging you and saying, I got this. You do not have to carry this load anymore. So on three, one, two, three, just throw it, throw it. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you. I thank you for this day, God. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. I thank you that they are new every morning. I thank you, God, Lord, that you love us so much that we do not have to walk in guilt and shame. I thank you, Lord, that we do not have to walk in unforgiveness. Lord, we just bless you and we praise you for this day. I thank you, God, for bringing me here to Broadway Christian Church. I thank you, God, for what you're going to do with us as a fellowship, as a team. God, I thank you, Lord, that we will make a difference in this community. We will make a difference amongst ourselves and as our friendships. God, I just thank you for all of it. I give you praise, honor, and glory for being God. I give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord, for this new avenue in our lives, this new adventure that we are all going on together. And Lord, we thank you today. And then, Lord, for those who were on the prayer list, we touch and agree that all of those prayers, God, you will meet them at their point of need. I give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.